Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have a very special guest today, but first we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great light, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest today. He is an entertainer, a radio host, a DJ, and much, much more. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Wadley. Say it for me again.
Walil.
Walil.
Archer.
All right, Mr. Walil, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, great, great. Do you mind if I ask you some questions, Mr. Archer?
Sure, get into it.
All right. Can you please tell listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. I'm an entertainer. So I'm the entertainment. I do radio personality with Downtown Hot Radio and Spiritual Vibe Radio. I'm an actor. I act in some short films, some stage play, and one or two movies. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I had done stand-up comedy work for various venues. A journalist. I cover a lot of stories for Downtown Hot Radio. A live DJ. DJ a lot of hosts and events. Been a guest judge at a lot of events, venues, and where it's talent. And as well as a photographer, do a lot of photography work.
Wow, that is excellent. So you stay busy. That's good. Now, how were you introduced to radio, and what is your purpose on radio?
Well, my purpose on radio is a platform. So the platform allowed me to get my message out as well as help others get their message out. So with Downtown Hot Radio, we're a community-based radio station. So we pretty much service the community. One thing we're going to touch on tomorrow real heavy is Black Lives Matter. And if I can go into that, you want me to go into that now or say that
please
later?
Do. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Black Lives Matter. And it's funny because I have a lot of friends of different nationalities, and they say, well, why don't you just say all lives matter? And it's like, well, as long as the black folks keep getting killed at the rapid pace that they're getting killed, I think it's important to highlight Black Lives Matter because young black men are dying at a rapid pace. And really not just young black men, all black men. We're just dying too rapidly. So that's why we highlight Black Lives Matters.
That's good. And what time does that come on tomorrow? What time?
From 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time on Downtown Hot Radio. It's on my show. My show is the Real Rap Radio Show on Downtown Hot Radio. And we have a website. They can go to the website, www.downtownhot.com. With two T's, radio.com, or they could download the mobile app of Downtown Hot Radio. And I also have an app, which is Walil Archer, W-A-L-I-L Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R.com. They could download my mobile app or go to my website and also tune in.
Okay, great. Now, stated that you're an entertainer, comedian, and radio personality. Please tell listeners how you begin and also how your talent helps in the radio world.
Okay. I'm going to try to give you the short version. I'm going to start with the easiest one first, which was I did a lot of charity work. The first big charitable organization I became a part of was the AIDS Walk Atlanta. And through meeting so many people, I had met someone in the radio industry that said, hey, I think you'd be good for radio. I want to have a meeting with you. They brought me in Philly, set me down with Downtown Hot Radio, and we discussed radio. So I started off as a radio personality, and then I decided to partner up with someone, and we just brought the franchise of Downtown Hot Radio, and that's how I got into the radio aspect of it. Through radio, it allowed me to meet a lot of other people. I've done several stage plays, but one of my biggest ones that I was proud of was one I did out in Atlanta, which was And the Beat Goes On. I was interviewing a cast member and director for the stage play, and they liked the interview so much, they said, hey, Walil, we really want you to be a part of this. So they rewrote the script, gave me a portion of the play, and Downtown Hot Radio was actually in that stage play. As far as being a DJ, just from doing a lot of work at the radio station, playing a lot of music, I decided to expand, and I do a lot of events, and I do a lot of DJ events, which also led me into being a guest judge for various talent showcases and hosting a lot of events. Now, the comedy was a little different. The comedy is what I actually started before I did any of this stuff. And that was because it was a platform for me just to go out and vent, talk to people, make it funny, make people laugh, and just have some fun. I really was just clowning around, something to do, hit a lot of open mics. Every now and then somebody might say, hey, would you open up for us or host this? And I just would do that just more so as a fun. I really didn't really take it serious. And really don't, honestly. I just like to do it as fun. I don't really do it as a full-time gig, if you will.
Okay, great. Now, what has been your most rewarding experience in the entertainment world and why?
My most rewarding experience would be meeting so many people and networking with so many people. For example, in June every year, I usually do something for the authors. Mainly for the first 2 weeks, sometimes it lasts a whole month. I let a lot of authors promote their book on a radio station and talk to them. So using them as an example, it's really rewarding to talk to them about their experience as far as writing a book. Some of the books are based on their life, their journey, some of the hardships, and some of the rewardable moments of their life, as well as meeting a lot of celebrities. I met a ton of celebrities from doing a radio station, as well as a lot of actors. So just networking, I think, would be the most rewarding aspect of the radio station.
Okay, great. So what would you say has been your most challenging task as a radio host?
I think the most challenging task would be trying to prep people for radio, because I do a lot of interviews, and some people don't understand, but radio, you really have to have at least with my radio station, I like to have a certain image. So I really don't want a lot of profanity. Well, I don't want any profanity, but I don't want a lot of negativity. I want to uplift people. I want it to be motivation, some humor, but I want it, you know, clean content. You know, I don't really want the yeah, I mean, see what I'm saying. I really don't like the slang on the radio station. That would be the most challenging because people are people. People come from different walks of life, and some people's vocabulary have cuss words in it, and it just drives me crazy.
Right, same here. Okay, great. Now, what would you say are the three most important aspects in relation to radio engagement and just, you know, making listeners want to listen to your station?
Good question. I would say format. Format is important because you have to have some kind of structure to the show so your listeners will know, okay, when I call in, this is what I can expect, or when I tune in, this is what I can expect. I would say great content because, number one, a lot of people are smart. So you can't just talk about anything. You can't just promote anything. You just can't do anything on the radio. A lot of people are smart. So you got to have good content. You have to have some research. You have to have some facts. And you have to really know your material. Then the third thing I would say is clean and fun. Definitely keep it clean and have fun with it. for me, it's more recreational, so I like to enjoy it, laugh, have a good time, as well as get a message across.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what are three characteristics that make your radio station unique?
Now, I wouldn't like to look at it as unique because there's so many radio stations today that's out there. So I don't know if we would fall under unique. But one thing I would say we kind of specialize in, slash unique, if you will, is we community-based. So we have done a lot of charitable organizations from lupus to autism to AIDS walk to cancer to a lot of charitable events in the community.
That's great. Now, speaking about events and all of these different things that your station does for the community, tell me a little bit about the awards that your station has received.
We have received a lot of awards. Again, we received one good event that's it's called Boys Plus Love Equals Men by Michelle Jackson. We have done a lot of work with her, received several awards from her organization. We work with a local guy named Eddie Francis for the Cancer Foundation. Received numerous rewards from his organization. AIDS Walk Atlanta, as well as AIDS Walk Philadelphia and Delaware, we received awards from them. Autism in Philadelphia and New Jersey, we also received awards from them. And we received several awards. Those are the most ones that popped in my head.
Great. Okay, good. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared on this ministry?
Well, I just really, really, for anyone that's listening that's maybe in the radio, I just like the fact that you invited me on, and I like to see the radio stations bridge a gap, come together, and all work together. Because I network with a lot of other radio stations, and I really like when other radio stations and blog talks network together so we can have a broader platform for everyone.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Well, Mr. Archer, I really appreciate you coming on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. I ask that God continue to bless you. And I wanted to ask you, how can individuals contact you or listen to your station? Can you say that one more time for the listeners?
Sure. On social media, I'm under Walil Archer. That's W-A-L-I-L. Last name Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R. I'm on all social media sites. Whatever one there is, from Periscope to Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter to Tango, you name it, I'm on all social media sites. And then the radio station is Downtown Hot Radio. So that's Downtown Hot, H-O-T-T, Radio. And again, Downtown Hot Radio is on all social media websites. Downtown Hot Radio and Walil Archer, we both have our own website, as well as our own apps. So you can download the mobile apps. You can go to our website. And again, on WalilArcher.com. You can download. You go to my website and download my app, and all my information is there.
Great, great, great. And once again, Mr. Archer, thank you for taking out the time to interview with me, and may God continue to bless you and take care of you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Archer. And as you know, he is a great radio host. He's an entertainer. He's a DJ. He does a lot of community work. So please be sure to connect with him. He's a great person. All right, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great, great day. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to freedoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. freedoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio, and you will be right in the studio. Please be sure to listen because we have some great guests who are coming on the particular ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, promoters, journalists, anyone with a positive community message, please Facebook AfriDaLove at AlfreDaLove. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, exactly what they need. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we need to pray for each and every one of our family members. Now listen, there are a lot of things going on within the world, and you need to pray for other individuals as well, because we have things going on in Dallas, Louisiana, and other parts of the state. And we have prayed, so we're going to have a domino effect, and it's going to continue. And in order for the cycle to discontinue, we must teach and lead. That's what God is saying. We must teach and lead our nation, our city, our country, and our state. We have to do it. It's very important, because the absence of knowledge causes us to continue to walk into darkness. That's what the Lord is showing. The absence of darkness causes us to continue to walk. The absence of knowledge allows us to walk into darkness. So we must walk into the light, and that is the light of knowledge. All right, it's still morning time. I'm trying to wake up. All right, so be sure to pray one for another. In addition to that, check out a couple of websites. You have ourfreetoloveshow.com, and then you have stellargospelmusic.com, and then you have ilovebargainswithaz.com. Be sure to check out all of those particular radio stations. We're going to go through them in depth, because I have many people asking about the websites, and they want to know it in depth. And so we're going to do that. I'm going to take out a special time to do that, probably via video. And so that's why I didn't go through all of the websites. But be sure to check it out at freetoloveshow.com. Check out stellargospelmusic.com, ilovebargains.com, and alfreda.hubpages.com. All right? Be sure to do that. In addition to that, I am going to have a face-to-face on Facebook as well. I'm going to incorporate that about once or twice per week, just to give variety, because I want variety in this particular ministry. We have many different great individuals who will be coming on the AfritaLoveShow.com. I mean, we have comedians, we have gospel artists, actors, actresses. We're expanding some things. We're providing services, speaking, just a lot of different services. So please stay tuned. God is doing some great things. All right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.